Part 1. News Item 1. World's Oldest Person.
The world's oldest person has just celebrated her 119th birthday in Japan. Kana Tanaka, who has a weakness for fizzy drinks and chocolate, spent her birthday in her nursing home in southwest Japan. Tanaka has been the world's oldest person since March 2019, when she was 116. Born in 1903, the year the first Tour de France was held, Tanaka has lived through 5 Japanese imperial reigns, 2 world wars, and 2 global pandemics. Tanaka is one of a large and growing number of Japanese centenarians. According to the Health Ministry, there are currently over 85,000 people in Japan who are aged 100 or older. The majority are women, with men making up around 10,000. Life expectancy in Japan, one of the fastest aging societies on earth, is also at a record high at 87.7 years for women and 81.6 years for men. Tanaka celebrated her birthday last Sunday with a bottle of Coke, her favorite drink, and made a peace sign for photographers. In the nursing home, Tanaka keeps herself busy with math problems and puzzles and by playing board games. Tanaka, the 7th of 9 children, married when she was 19 and worked in the family's noodle shop until the age of 103. At this point, she started her well-earned retirement.
News Item 2. Super Bowl. Last night's Super Bowl between the LA Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals proved to be one of the most exciting championship finals in recent years. The Rams won 23-20 in front of a home crowd of over 70,000 at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. The halftime show featured hip-hop legends Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, and Mary G. Blige. For many fans, it was the best halftime show ever. Others enjoyed the innovative and fun commercials. The game itself was watched by more than 112 million people worldwide via TV and streaming. Indeed, for many Americans, the Super Bowl is an excuse to get together with family and friends and have a party. Super Bowl Sunday is one of the country's biggest food days, second only to Thanksgiving. Last year, an incredible $11 billion was spent on food and drink. Americans ordered more than 12.5 million pizzas during the game and ate over 1.42 billion chicken wings. Other favorites include spare ribs and hamburgers. All this is washed down with millions of gallons of soft drinks and beer. It's not surprising that all this excessive eating and drinking has its consequences. As many as 17 million people do not go to work on Super Sick Monday, the day after Super Bowl Sunday. This results in a $4 billion loss in productivity.